Nolte, polls show Donald Trump better positioned than DeSantis to beat Biden. By John Nolte on September 1, 2023. In the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls, former President Donald Trump is in a much better position than Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, to beat President Joe Biden. This fact annihilates one of the key arguments against Trump. The idea he has no chance of winning the 2024 general presidential election. In the RCP poll of polls, Biden tops Trump nationally by less than a single percentage point. Currently, his fraudulency earns 44.6% support compared to Trump's 43.8%. What's more, and this is important, Trump is in better shape against Biden than he ever was during the 2020 election. Throughout that entire election, Biden's lead never dropped below 4 points. Equally important is the fact that throughout the 2016 campaign, former First Lady Hillary Clinton had a 3.2-point poll lead over Trump on Election Day and beat Trump by 2.1 points in the national popular vote but still lost the election. Hillary maintained a steady 3-to-4-point lead over Trump throughout that campaign, except for three brief moments. DeSantis is losing to Biden by 4.7 points in the RCP poll of national polls. He's doing almost 4 points worse against Biden than Trump. Since late July, DeSantis has not led Biden in a single national poll. Slow Joe has maintained a steady lead from 4 to 6 points in the last 8 polls. In the last 8 polls, Trump has led Biden in 3. If you believe the polls, as of right now, Trump is in a much, much better position to win the general election than DeSantis. So if you care about beating Joe Biden and the future of our country, this is good news because, as of today, Trump is walking away with the GOP nomination. Nationally, he's 40.1 points ahead of second place DeSantis, 53.6% to 13.5%. Trump is up 26 points in Iowa, 31 points in New Hampshire, and 31 points in South Carolina. Outside of Trump dying, I fail to see any way for anyone to overcome those numbers. If Trump were a sitting president running for re-election, he'd be in more danger of losing this race because of some political catastrophe. But he's not a sitting president, and in this case, that's a big advantage. The polling also shows the fascist indictments Joe Biden's corrupt Justice Department and these Democrat prosecutors have filed against Trump are at best backfiring and at worst having no effect. After 7 years of Russia collusion hoaxes and impeachment hoaxes, a large enough part of the country to make Trump president again see right through Biden's banana republic obscenities. Arresting your political opponents is as Hitler as it gets. The Trump indictments certainly changed my mind. Until Biden made his move to have Trump arrested, I was DeSantis curious. No more. This outrage cannot be allowed to stand. My support for Trump is stronger than ever. There's also this fact. DeSantis is an unbelievably effective governor. He's showing that today with this most recent hurricane. As far as a competent administrator, there have been few better in history. But that's not enough to win a presidential election. Stepping onto the national stage is very different from running a state. Campaigns matter, and the DeSantis campaign isn't floating anyone's boat. The candidate himself isn't leaving a mark. As much as I respect DeSantis, I look at it this way. What does it say about DeSantis when a Joe Biden can, allegedly, beat Trump, but the Florida governor cannot even lay a glove on him? Another absurd never-Trump argument is this idea that a DeSantis or a former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, or a Senator Tim Scott, RSC, is more electable. Gimme a break. No matter who the nominee is, by next November, the corporate media and big tech will have hit them with everything they have planned for Trump. A Nikki Haley will be sued, McHitlered, accused of sleeping with Putin, and under investigation by the Fishiersts. If anything, Trump proved in 2016 that he could withstand that and win. And today, at least according to the polls, he's proving it again. Moreover, the whole idea that Trump will be in court during the 2024 campaign is sold by his critics as a serious problem. Well, maybe so, but so far, the Trump campaign has used Biden's police state tactics to Trump's advantage. It's no small deal that the four-time indicted Trump is polling better against Biden today than at any time in 2020. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.